is hot abs. You give me 5 minutes, I'm going to give you 5 hot abs. First up is the Blob Revolution. It costs you $2.99, but it's so much fun to play and even more fun to say that it's totally worth it. Da Blob. I love these little guys. Just adorable bundles of colored glue filling your screen, and it really does just warm my soul. So how you play is you draw a line from the start to the exit while you're collecting trapped gradient creatures along the way. As your blob moves along the level, you can't cross the stream of paint you leave behind. Now, this simple mechanic evolves over time with the addition of a timer and eventually enemies that chase you through the level. The game does a really great job of enticing you to play at different levels of difficulty, and it's clearly got attractive, smooth graphics, quick loading levels, and persistent stat tracking. The Blob is a thinking man's game, no matter how cute those little guys are. Next up is Designspiration. This one will cost you $1.29, but it has a free try before you buy option. All of you design lovers out there are going to eat this app right up. Basically, it creates a beautifully designed newsreader for most of the design sites you probably already follow in your RSS feeds. Glance and go through the snippets and folios from the creative world and stay up to date on all the latest wild creations and inspiring imagery. I can get lost for hours scrolling through all the incredible artwork and installations and wacky, and I mean wacky, inventions. So if you can't make it to the Museum of Modern Art but really want to learn about the guy who lined his entire home with ping pong balls, well, Designspiration is the app for you. Next up is Quadra. Here's a fun freebie for you. Quadra is a hyper-frantic shooter where you send bombs firing furiously toward waves of colored enemies by tapping the screen. It sort of reminded me of a modern-day Uber Centipede. And just when you thought you've had as much fun as you could handle shooting the enemy triangles and circles, they give you another gun. In level 2, you can actually use multiple fingers to tap the screen and shoot off your bombs in all sorts of directions at once. I had so many fingers going, I felt like I was playing the piano and making sweet music out of my destroyed opponents. I did. One downside is that there's an ad at the top of the screen, and it's easy to accidentally tap it and be thrown out of the game. But hey, it's free. Next up is Yelp. This is another free app, and really everyone should have one. Everyone should Yelp it, especially if you're a frequent traveler. You open the app, and it gives you a list of categories of things you might be looking for. You know, restaurants, bars, gas stations, drugstores, you name it. Really, it's got every category imaginable, but in the case you are more imaginative than I, there's a button for more categories. You can go in and pick one, and it gives you a list of nearby establishments with reviews, hours, the phone number, etc. It'll even throw you out to a map and show you where you are in relation to your search results. You can search by name if you by chance have a specific place in mind, and you can even search by best match, distance, highest rated, price. The options are countless. So the next time you're driving down the road and you need gas, but you're out of cash, so you have to hit up a bank first, and you're hungry and you want some tacos afterwards, all you gotta do is Yelp it. Next up is Endomondo Sports Tracker. Do you guys watch The Biggest Loser? Have you ever wanted your own personal trainer, but maybe with a little less yelling? Well, enter Endomondo. This is your very own personal trainer for running, cycling, and other sports. The app gives you real-time tracking of time, distance, here's the cool part, speed, and even altitude. You also get a history of your workouts and your lap times. And afterwards, you can log on to their website, and all your stats and all those burned calories are right there for you to analyze and hopefully improve. At least I need to. Anyway, that's it for this week. Come back next week for more Hot Apps.